Out Front. I'm King David McKenzie. Pope Benedict has again called marriage equality laws an attack on the natural differences between men and women. Speaking just after Portugal's parliament voted to legalize same-sex marriage, the pontiff addressed the comments to the Vatican diplomatic corps in a message which focused on environmental issues. This is not the first time that he has used environmental messages to attack homosexuals. In an end-of-year address in 2008, he said that the existence of gay people threatens humanity as much as the destruction of the rainforests does, and that blurring genders through acceptance of transgender people would kill off the human race. According to a French press association, he spoke about protecting or endangering creatures, including humans, in today's address and said, quote, "One such attack comes from laws or proposals which, in the name of fighting discrimination, strike at the biological basis of the difference between the sexes," end quote. He cited certain countries in Europe or North and South America, which is assumed to mean Portugal and Mexico City, which legalized gay marriage last month. The Pope is due to visit the overwhelmingly Catholic country of Portugal in April, a month after a law allowing gay marriage is expected to come into force there. He is also expected to visit the United Kingdom this year, and humanist groups have already announced their plans to protest. In March, the Pope provoked anger when he spoke out about his view on HIV. While on a flight to Africa in March, he told journalists that condoms aggravate the problem of HIV. He was roundly condemned for the statement, while respected medical journal The Lancet demanded that he retract the comments. The Irish Independent newspaper in Dublin reports that the partner of former Queen singer Freddie Mercury was laid to rest in his native Carlow, Ireland last week. Jim Hutton died on New Year's Day after a battle with cancer just 3 days short of his 61st birthday. He lived with Mercury for the last 6 years of the singer's life and was present at his bedside when he passed away at his London home on November the 24th, 1991. The star had died from bronchopneumonia induced by AIDS after publicly acknowledging he had the disease the day before he died. Mercury left Hutton £500,000 as well as a plot of land in Carlow where Hutton had built a house. The bulk of Mercury's estate went to Mary Austin, his previous girlfriend of 6 years. Hutton himself had tested positive for AIDS in 1990 but did not tell Mercury for almost a year afterwards. At budurl.com/outfront and baron of arizona@gmail.com, I'm King David McKenzie.